Hello there, this is Sheila Hamill and Andrew Ridgwick with New Day Dawning. Thank you for joining us on Radio South Tyneside, your caring community radio. Advent is a time of waiting, a time of expectation and hope, as Christians prepare for the coming of God as Messiah and Saviour. The prophet Jeremiah once said, "The days are coming, declares the Lord, when I will raise up for David a righteous branch, a king who will reign wisely and do what is just and right in the land. And this is his name by which he will be called, the Lord our righteousness." Jeremiah prophesied that a great king of David's family tree would one day be born. And it was because of prophets like Jeremiah that people longed for such a king to appear. So let's open our program with a lovely Advent hymn sung by Ferdinand Ortega called "Come, Thou Long Expected Jesus."
Come, Thou Long Expected Jesus, born to set Thy people free from our fears and sins. Release us, let us find our rest in Thee. Israel's strength and consolation, hope of all the earth Thou art, a desire of every nation, joy of every longing heart. Born Thy people to deliver, born a child and yet a king, born to reign in us forever, now Thy gracious kingdom bring. By Thine own eternal Spirit, sufficient merit, raise us to Thy glorious throne. By Thine all-sufficient merit, raise us to Thy glorious throne.
There are those who are rather afraid to research family trees for fear of the skeletons they might find there in the cupboard, so to speak. But the family tree at the beginning of the Gospel of Matthew unearths a few of them. Skeletons, I mean. There's a long line of fathers and sons listed there, but we also find four women recorded there for posterity. We find Tamar, a lady abused by her father-in-law. There's Rahab, a former prostitute from Canaan. Also Ruth, a Moabitess, both of these non-Jews. Ruth became great-grandmother to King David. But finally, there's also mention of the wife of Uriah the Hittite, with whom David committed adultery. I suppose this demonstrates that God, in his infinite mercy and grace, can use anyone for his purposes. In our Bible reading today, we find Mary betrothed to Joseph, a descendant of this same family tree. But we discover that Joseph is horrified, for he's found that Mary is with child, and it's not his. To quote Lady Catherine de Bourgh, a character from Pride and Prejudice, "Were the shades of this family about to be thus polluted once again?" Shades being a reference to one's ancestors. But no, Mary was with child by the Holy Spirit, She was a virgin most pure, as it says in Scripture and in this next hymn. But Joseph was not convinced. Here it is, sung by Maddie Pryor, a virgin most pure, as the prophets do tell.
A virgin most pure, as the prophets do tell, hath brought forth a baby, as it hath befell, to be a redeemer from death, hell, and sin, which Adam's transgression hath wrapped us in. I am therefore be merry, rejoice and be you merry, set sorrows aside. Christ Jesus, our Saviour, was born on this tide. At Bethlehem in Jewry, a city there was, where Joseph and Mary together did pass, and there to be taxed with many a one more, for Caesar commanded the same should be so. I am therefore be merry, rejoice and be merry, set sorrows aside. Christ Jesus, our Saviour, was born on this tide.
Let's hear now Matthew's account as he tells his version of the nativity story, mainly from Joseph's perspective. This is how the birth of Jesus the Messiah came about. His mother Mary was pledged to be married to Joseph, but before they came together, she was found to be pregnant through the Holy Spirit. Because Joseph, her husband, was faithful to the law, and yet did not want to expose her to public disgrace, he had in mind to divorce her quietly. But after he had considered this, an angel of the Lord appeared to him in a dream and said, Joseph, son of David, do not be afraid to take Mary home as your wife, because what is conceived in her is from the Holy Spirit. She will give birth to a son, and you are to give him the name Jesus, because he will save his people from their sins. All this took place to fulfill what the Lord had said through the prophet. The virgin will conceive and give birth to a son, and they will call him Emmanuel, which means God with us. When Joseph woke up, he did what the angel of the Lord had commanded him and took Mary home as his wife. But he did not consummate their marriage until she gave birth to a son, and he gave him the name Jesus.
Mary, did you know that your baby boy would one day walk on water?
Mary, did you know that your baby boy would save our sons and daughters?
Did you know that your baby boy has come to make you new?
This child that you delivered will soon deliver you.
Mary, did you know that your baby boy will give sight to a blind man?
Mary, did you know that your baby boy will calm the storm with his hand?
Did you know?
Mary, did you know?
Mary, did you know?
Mary, did you know?
The light
That was Mary Did You Know, sung there by Pentatonix. Did Mary know the enormity of what she was letting herself in for? To some extent she did. St. Luke tells us that Mary was informed by an angel that she would conceive the child by the Holy Spirit. She was told his name, Jesus. She was also told that he would one day become king and that he would be called the Son of the Most High God.
The angel Gabriel from heaven came, his wings as drifted snow, his arms as flame. All hail, said he, thou lowly maiden most highly favored lady, Gloria. For know, O blessed mother, thou shalt be all generations, Lord, and honor thee. Thy son shall be Emmanuel by seas foretold, most highly favored lady, Gloria. My soul shall love and magnify his holy name, most highly favored lady, Gloria.
That was The Angel Gabriel, sung by the Good Shepherd Band. I wonder whether Mary realised the very real consequences of saying yes to God. She risked losing her reputation, her friends, her future happiness, her hope of a good husband, her life even. Her experience with the angel must have been so real for her to carry on living with such hope, such confidence and grace. Here is Andrea Bocelli singing Ave Maria.
Oh,
Joseph, on the other hand, who's mentioned in today's reading, must have been anything but calm when he found out that Mary was pregnant. If anyone had a right then to be depressed, he had. This hard-working man's hopes and dreams must have been shattered when he heard the news. Mary was all he had hoped for in a wife, and now it seemed she wasn't who he thought she was. And he had every right to demand that she give account of herself before a court of law. But such was his respect and his love for Mary, and possibly her family too, that he decided to settle the matter quietly and divorce her. After all, how could he raise a child that wasn't his own? And how could he now trust this woman who, it seemed, was not pure, and a liar too? You may not be familiar with a painting called The Anxiety of St. Joseph by James Tissot. It's a beautiful painting, and in it, Joseph in his shop is leaning over his bench, deep in thought. People pass by his window, but he is in a world of his own, confused and full of concern. The wood shavings lie on the floor, he can't work, he can't think straight. I'm sure many of us today can identify with him. And I wonder if this picture represents Joseph before his dream or after. Is he deep in prayer trying to decide what to do? Or is he praying for strength to face what the future will now bring? Let's listen to a song called Giving It All to You.
All my endless imaginings, the worries that are mine, my doubts where
Now, because of the angel's words which came to Joseph in his dream, he now believed Mary's story and he took her into his home as his wife. His initial reaction of shock must now have become one of complete astonishment. God protected Mary and provided for her. Joseph was chosen by God as well as Mary. And so the child was given the name Jesus. In Hebrew, this name is Joshua, or Jehoshua, the same name of a great leader in ancient Jewish history, who was a man who led his people to freedom and new life in the Promised Land. This name, Jesus, meant the Lord saves. Jesus would also come to be known as Saviour, one who set people free from their sins. But in our reading today, Matthew reminds us of Isaiah chapter 7, which speaks of another name for Mary's baby, Emmanuel, which means God with us. Which other names did Isaiah give this child who was to appear as king? This next song tells us he would be called Wonderful Counselor, Mighty God, Everlasting Father, Prince of Peace. Here it is, called Unto Us a Child is Born.
Unto us a child is born, to us a son is given, and government around the world will be upon his shoulders. Mighty God, the Prince of Peace, Everlasting Father, Counselor, most wonderful, his power will be endless. And he will reign on David's throne and over building and upholding it with righteousness and justice. From that time forevermore, his peace it shall be endless. His government shall never cease. The Lord himself will do this. A child is born, to us a son is given, and government around the world will be upon his shoulders. Mighty God, the Prince of Peace, Everlasting Father, Counselor most wonderful, his power will be endless.
And so here is the message for us here today. For when crisis hit Joseph full on, he kept control. He gave the matter much thought and didn't panic. And as he dreamed, probably praying as he fell asleep, this message came to him: don't be afraid. Let these very words be a calming influence upon our lives today, for God is with us and we mustn't be afraid. May God bless you this day and fill you with strength and courage for all that tomorrow will bring. May he cast out your every fear and fill you with his perfect love. Amen. I'd like to end this programme with a very different kind of song called Joseph's Lullaby. I'd like to quote one verse in particular in which Joseph is cradling the newborn child Jesus, tenderly imagining the child is his very own. One verse says, "I believe the glory of heaven is lying in my arms tonight, but Lord, I ask that he, just for this moment, simply be my child." So here is Joseph's Lullaby to finish, sung by a group called Mercy Me. Bye for now. Have a good week.
God asleep, my son, this manger for your bed, you have does the Father guard your heart for now, so you can sleep tonight? Go to sleep, my son. Go and chase your dreams. This world can't wait for one more moment. Go and sleep in peace. I believe the glory of heaven is light. Just this moment, simply be my child. Sleep tight.